Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Welcome in, Jeremy Cott, Ed Norris here. Rob Long's off today. Lots going on. I mean, Tuesdays always feel so interesting to me, Ed, because we know what Mondays typically are. It's a very kind of structured show around the Ravens and everything that goes on. And
yeah,
I mean, you could have some breaking news on a Sunday in another sport, and we'll try to mention it, but then you get the lion's share of it on Tuesday. So there's some baseball stuff to get into today. There's a lot of football stuff as well, Monday Night Football. But how did you spend your evening last night?
Well, I went to a viewing for Anthony Barksdale. People don't know. He's the deputy mayor of public safety that passed away suddenly last week. We were extraordinarily close. He was my adopted son in the Baltimore Police Department. My protege, my mentor, he called me Dad. I called him Pumpkin. Actually,
is that your nickname for him? Yeah. And you make fun of me and Larry? I'm sorry, Larry and I?
You. Well, only because it was so funny, but his nickname was really Hurricane.
He's a big man.
He's a big man. So he certainly was anything but a very, just a good, gentle human being. He's one of those gentle giant guys. Great police officer. Great, just a great person. I went to the viewing last night up at Saul Levinson, which I find hilarious because he's a Baptist and it's in a Jewish funeral home.
Can I say this? I hope you don't mind. Like, there are times when you talk to people, and I'm constantly reading people. I don't know if you do the same thing, where I'm like body language, looks on their face,
absolutely,
and an inflection in their voice when they're talking. You have it when you talk about him, and I mean in such a positive way. Like, even telling old stories, I can see how happy and sad it makes you at the same time, because that story means something to you, but at the same extent, it's sad because now that's all you have are those stories and those memories.
Yeah, yes. But I really have come to terms with this because I've had so much loss in my life. If you're just going to get sad about it and, you know, wallow in it, it just sucks. We're all going to go. We're all going to die. But, you know, it's what you do with your hair. It really is. The people you impact, what you do with your life. You know, are you a liar? Are you a cheat? Are you a good person? Are you a thief?
And by the way,
he's a good person.
If you're any of those things, you've got time to correct it too.
Yes, that's
right. To make it better. Like,
correct. And he was just, I don't care what people think. I think police officers are special people.
I got to say this too. Ed is having some of the worst back pain today, and I'm going to try to not make fun of it because I feel like the gods will bite me or smite me tonight. Oh, yeah, you made fun of his back? That's how yours feels
take
now.
Take that. You got a group of people that go to work knowing they could be murdered at work because it happened. I buried 7 in 3 years. 7 people who came to work and never went home. So they're extraordinary to begin with. And then there's a group that are extraordinary within that group, and he was one of them. And he did so much good for the city, and he impacted my life for the better. It's terribly sad, but, you know, I just think about all he's done, who he impacted, how many people are alive now because of him. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Well, a lot of people did not were not killed because of his efforts. That makes me proud.
Yeah. No, and you, you're going to speak, obviously, at the funeral?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yep. So, anyway, like, there's a lot to discuss, and I wanted to bring that up and talk about it because I know it meant something to you. But, Joe, you officially have told me that we are up. Spread the word. Tell everyone. Are we back up?
Oh, good.
You know the best thing that could happen today is that my camera goes down and we blame it on my face again. But we are live on YouTube. People can just, what, go to YouTube and search it? Big Bad Morning Show? Is that the...
I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, awesome. I don't really explain it's awesome.
Let's just, it's a full launch. I'm just going to send it. Where do you find it? Just search the internet. It's got to be there somewhere. Now go to YouTube. I guess search Big Bad Morning Show. And
it's at 105.7 The Fan.
105.7 The Fan. There you go. So head to our website. Click on that. There's if you want to see our ugly mugs and what we do on a daily basis. I got a text from a buddy yesterday saying, "Y'all alive now?" I was like, "Yeah."
So can you see my stuff right here, right now?
What, me?
Yeah.
I can't see your
Not
stuff.
You can see it sitting next to me.
Oh,
so I
click on that. Oh, yep, there you go. See?
Yeah, we're on.
Turn your radio down.
We're on TV. We're on TV, Jeremy.
Are you watch that the whole time?
I'm watching them, yes.
All right. So you can check it out. And yeah, we'll be talking a lot more about that as things go on. For me yesterday, I kind of had just one of those busy days of work, you know, trying to get everything set up for all my gambling stuff and handicapping and recording this, that, and the other. And then finally, my wife and I got a little bit of time yesterday before basketball Monday Night Football started. And we watched, I think it's called Good Fortune, the Seth Rogen, Keanu Reeves movie with Aziz. And so essentially the story is it's Trading Places with an angel that comes down.
Right.
And the angel screws up. Once they trade places, you know how you're supposed to go, "Oh, I missed my life. My life's worth so much." He goes, "Piss on that. I want to live in this life forever. See, money's not going to solve all your problems." And then somebody says to him, so what happened? Money kind of solved almost all of his problems.
I know.
It is a clever movie. It's got some funny parts.
We're saying, you know, money can't buy happiness. It's supposed to have money.
Yeah.
If you're struggling, it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a big difference. Yeah. With new money comes new problems, but I would like new problems.
I'll deal with those. When it comes. I'll deal with my taxes and, you know, and my Lamborghini having engine trouble.
Yeah. I have, usually my Mondays are catching up on Sunday programming. Uh-huh. So like during football season, I'm obviously going to watch football all day. So Monday's kind of my day to watch stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I still have a ton to catch up on because I was so busy yesterday, and today's no peach either. I'm just running every which way. I'll be in Perry Hall, then Columbia, then out in Bel Air. And
really?
I think I'm going to be gone all day. Yeah, wow. I'm speaking to a Ravens nest tonight out in Bel Air.
Roost, Ravens Roost.
I always get those two. I don't know. I don't know which one it is. Now they're going to yell at me tonight. We've told you a million times.
Are you going surfing or something?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, but nothing's happening. Yeah, that's what we're on TV now. So people get, you know what the best part is? People get to see the dumb stuff I do coming in and out of commercial breaks and when I'm messing with someone. So we get to see
I got to dress better and shave my head every day.
You know what sucks? I don't have to dress better. I'm not going to. I thought this would be the greatest thing ever if you guys wore suits and I wore sweatpants to work every
Well,
day.
Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming in a suit.
I'm just going to come in a wife beater.
You're going to be in a hoodie. I'll be in a suit.
Did you watch any of that Snorefest last night that was Monday Night Football?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. And I'm a defensive player. I love defense. That was just, oof.
You think about the comedy of errors. How about what was Jordan Love doing when they were in field goal range in the first half? I don't know if you saw this play. He drops back. They're in field goal range, end of the half. He's throwing a pass. He's holding onto the ball. He's holding the ball. He's clearly going to be sacked. By the way, even if you get sacked, I kind of still think you're in field goal range. Mm-hmm. It'd be obviously a longer one, but he tries to like shovel the ball or pretend like he's going to throw it. There's no receiver around him. It's just a lineman. So the ball just pops out of his hand. It's going to be a fumble. I mean, like if they call it a fumble in the field and they go back and they can't tell it's in, like, why do quarterbacks do that? Like you're trying to make a play.
I don't know.
It's the end of the half. Just take the damn points. So I had the Packers last night, a little bit of a pisser.
I had the Eagles, but I didn't bet. I just had them on our little sheet here.
Yeah. I mean, look, either way, whoever would have won that game should have just thanked the lucky stars that they won because it was ugly.
Yeah.
And what, Thursday Night Football, was it the same score? Was Thursday Night Football 10-7? It was ugly too,
right?
It was
ugly too. It was very, I think it was 10-7.
Yeah. Monday and Thursday, just ugly days. Yeah. Are you concerned about either one of those teams? Because people are talking about the Packers. If you go back and look at their point totals in the first mm-hmm. half, it's like 0, 7, 6, 12, 0. They don't score in the first half for whatever reason. And I still think there's too much talent there for them to be playing like that.
Yeah, but they both had trouble this year. The Eagles have struggled despite the fact, you know, they've been awesome the last couple of years. But they have struggled and not been as impressive as they have been in the past. There were talks of, you know, trouble in the locker room, trouble with the coach, trouble here, trouble there, trouble everywhere. And the Packers look like, you know, when they beat the Lions, it's like, ooh, maybe they're the, you know, the class yeah. of that division. I'm not so sure now.
Everybody wanted to crown them in week three.
Crown and their ass.
Woo.
We are who they thought they were.
All right, we got more coming up. We're going to talk a lot of Ravens, obviously. The Giants fired their coach. We got shovels coming up at the top of the hour. But would you classify Sunday's win as ugly? Do you think they should lean into the more vanilla style of play that's helped them beat Minnesota? Want to hear from you at 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I didn't think Baltimore was really taking much risk. They were running the football. Lamar was, for the most part, where they're having their success was in the quick passes, you know, in the drop back. It wasn't really working for them. So it's hard to take the ball off the team when they're not absorbing risk.
There you go. That was Blake. What's his name again, Joe? You said it in my ear, and then I already forgot it.
Cashman.
So Rob asked the question on Monday. It's like, do you feel like the Ravens offense took what Minnesota gave them? And I think that's clearly what he's saying. Like, I even heard head coach of Ohio State was saying that they've kind of held their offense back on purpose, that they're just going to let loose here soon. Oh, really?
Really?
That's what you did? Yeah, okay. All right. But this is another one of those watching the game where players afterwards, especially if you're listening to it from the Minnesota side, and he was one that spoke up. I don't think what he said was demeaning in any way. He's just saying, hey, look, they just came out, took everything we gave them, went right down the field. They kicked a bunch of field goals, get some turnovers, punch it in, and then hold on for dear life, I guess you could say. But do you think I don't think they continue this. I think it had more to do with Minnesota and how they blitz. And what Brian Flores brings to the table, because I think you know, going into this week, you're going to attack this a little bit different against Cleveland, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
And I think Minnesota is a much better team. So, yeah. But I do think I get a question. I heard Buzz Williams on with Haney yesterday. And they were talking about, you know, whatever the disappointing loss they had with Georgetown. And his, I liked his response. It kind of reminds me it's appropriate here because he talked about, and a lot of coaches don't do this. He said, I will never, you know, say it was us and not give credit to the other team. He said they were more physical. We couldn't handle the physicality. He just talked to me. He said, they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just saying that we lost. And they, you know, they were very physical. And I liked what he said because I hate when coaches say we gave that game away. We did it to ourselves. We really beat ourselves. That's so disrespectful to the other team. I mean, Minnesota did a lot of dumb things. They had 13 penalties. You know, they had eight, you know, pre-snap penalties, I think. But the Ravens took advantage of it, and they handled them well. They won the game. So it's like, I really hate when people, well, you know, they were given it. That's sports, my friend. I don't care what sport it is. It's sports. Pick a sport. I mean, you make a mistake, your opponent, they take advantage of it. That's what happens. That's how you win and lose, and that's what happened in the game with Minnesota. They made some dumb – I don't know how they had so many penalties at home. Honestly, you have the home crowd, and you're the one making the – you know.
They talked about the – there's a large contingency of Ravens fans, and the way that they know is when the national anthem comes on, when they hear the O, and it said it was really loud in Minnesota.
It was, yeah. I talked about Rashawn said that. He said a lot of Ravens fans there. I think you couldn't tell because they were all in purple.
Yeah.
Honestly. So that was the deal. But I just, you know, the Ravens took what they were given. I think they'll do it again against Cleveland. I just don't think it'll be as tough against Cleveland. But please don't let down because Cleveland always seems to give us trouble, always seems to win games they shouldn't. Right now, these are all must-win games for Ravens. You cannot falter and lose two or three more games. You have to just about win out.
Yeah, I feel like every once in a while, Cleveland catches you when you're in Cleveland. I feel like they've always played these games tough, though. Like, even the games where I remember one of the games the Browns played them as tight as you could possibly play them, made two mistakes in the fourth quarter, end up losing by two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something goofy. Yeah. Like, you're in the game the entire time, and you blink, it's like, oh, well, there's an interception, and oh, here's two runs, and you just ran it in the end zone. You know, like, it's strange how it comes down, but you can't let this Browns team come in. And if we just gave you the record of John Harbaugh against rookie quarterbacks, and as far as I know, like, doesn't matter which quarterback they pick, it's going to be a rookie quarterback this week. You know, like, he's now, what is that, 27-7 against rookie quarterbacks? And that includes J.J. McCarthy, 28. That includes J.J. McCarthy, even though technically he's not a rookie, but he didn't play last year. So.
Yeah, he did not. He's going to be good, though, I think.
Do you?
I mean, I don't know if he's going to be, in the category with, you know, Lamar and Mahomes and all, but I think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. And I do. He's got a very athletic guy. He doesn't seem like he gets rattled for a rookie. And you know, he was getting sacked a lot. Not this game, but he got sacked a ton the week before. So I just think those things kind of stick out to me.
I do think it's interesting because, like, I think this from a baseball standpoint all the time. But like, when you start watching sports and you see it through a different lens and not just as a fan, like, you know, I remember working with Scott when he would just say, "Hey, you know, the defense is out there trying too. Like, both teams are out there," and I get that whole mindset. If you got two guys trying and every once in a while, it's just, you know, other guy's going to win. That's just the bottom line. But fans need a scapegoat when things go wrong. And it can't be this or that. You can't say, oh, it's just because, nope, you can't give me injuries. You can't say any of those things. And I feel like we get to this point now with the Ravens and the rest of the league. Like, people are down on Buffalo now because they just lost to the Dolphins. Down on this team because they lost. And then this team wins and it's like, oh, they're back. Kansas City. Oh, this is going to be the year. Oh, Kansas City's back. Oh, they lost to Buffalo. They're not very good. Yeah. You know, like, it's the ebb and flow of the NFL, which it used to be great. Look, this is still a great sport. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But it is so watered down from the great product that it once was.
I agree.
It's horrendous to watch. And let me just say this, and if you guys haven't listened to me before, I'm the biggest wide receiver fan that you're ever going to see. But, like, they have made it so easy to play the wide receiver position and so difficult to be a defensive back that it's pitch and catch all the time. We don't know what a catch is. The referee's changing rules. Oh, we got the eye in the sky that's helping you out. There's There's just so many things that could go wrong in a game. And now when you're looking at it from the Viking standpoint, they're going, yeah, they just took everything we gave them. Yeah, I think that's smart.
I just didn't wonder how it actually became this watered down. Because the athletes seem to get better and better.
Rule changes.
It's rule changes. Got to be, yeah.
Or rule enforcements, if you will.
Rule enforcement, because it seems like there's so many flags. I think there were 18 penalties in this game.
Well, I talked about it yesterday, the penalty after Amon-Ra St. Brown got hit by Deron Payne. 15-yard penalty. They take it on the kickoff. So they're kicking off from the 50. If you kick it off through the back of the end zone or out of bounds, it can only be half the distance from when you know. So the way it works out is instead of them getting the ball at the 40, they get it at the 25 because you kicked off at the 50. Mm-hmm. Or they get it. 50. Yeah, 50. They get it at the 25. I think it was the 25. Anyway, doesn't matter. Like, it was just a really heads up smart play that now the competition committee got to go look at and say, hey, did they do something wrong? Do we got
to
change
it?
They got to go look at it. That's what I said.
All right.
Glad you picked it up. They got to. Anyway, this is something where, in talking about how the league's gotten watered down, you expand. You have people reaching for quarterbacks in the first round because we got to find our guy. They limited the pricing on quarterbacks, so now you're kind of locked into what you're paying them. Sam Bradford was the last guy that got just ridiculous money for never throwing a pass in the league. So now it gives you time to kind of, wean through it. Oh, this quarterback's no good. Let's go find our guy. Mm-hmm. We just watched him for 3 years. Let's go draft some more. I mean, all you have to do is look at the Jets, look at the Panthers. Look at these teams that have been
chasing. Jets have won 2 games.
Yeah. They've been chasing for quarterbacks for years, though, when they're going to find their guy. But with that being said, like, again, I think that's the reason why this league has been so watered down. If you're going to make it to where wide receivers or, like, defensive backs literally can't do anything, and there are points in time where the ball's in the air and both guys have the right to the ball. The only difference is at times the defender can't go through the offensive player to get it. But I don't know. Let me steal something from Bob Haney. I digress. We'll get away from that. I did, by the way, the guy on Facebook, did you ever see this? He created a Bob Haney Facebook page.
No.
And the name was Bud. I digress.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And it was just Haney quotes the entire time. All right. We got more football coming up. We're going to talk some AFC North and the Ravens. I don't know if you guys saw this story come across the wire. Joe Burrow's aiming to return to the field for week 13. Hey, who do they play in week 13? Oh, they play on Thanksgiving against the Ravens. Are you worried about Burrow's impact on the Ravens' quest for the division? We talk about that next right here on The Fan.
Yeah, our division is wide open. There's a lot of, I think Pittsburgh's 5-4 at this point. We play them this week. So, everything is still there in front of us. Very rare that our division looks like this, but it does this year. And so, I think we'll be at least in it until the end.
That's the Macaulay Culkin lookalike, Joe Burrow, talking about coming back Thanksgiving night against the Ravens. Doesn't it feel apropos if that happened? Not for Ravens fans, I guess, but like the return of Joe Burrow to try to sink someone else's season. How do you feel about this, Ed?
I kind of don't have any feeling about it. I mean, we can beat Joe Burrow. He can score as much as he wants. The Ravens would have to score more. The Bengals are terrible. It would be interesting. I just don't know what he's going to be like if that's his first return game. That's a tough one coming against the Baltimore Ravens on Thanksgiving.
I just want to say something that I think applies to this.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares if he's back?
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, yeah.
Who gives a rat's ass if Joe Burrow's back? Because let me just tell you these past couple games. Here we go. Let's go to the Bengals. Well, they scored 42 last game and lost. They scored 38 the game before and lost. They scored 33 the game before that against the Steelers. They won that one.
Mm-hmm.
They've been dropping over 30 points since Joe Flacco's taken over.
Yeah.
Is he going to come in and average 40? They still may give up 50. That is one of the worst defenses I've ever seen, and this team did zero to repair
you
it.
You and everybody else. I saw the stat. They're historically bad.
Yes.
Like, since the merge, maybe the worst defense in the NFL.
And they traded away defensive players.
It's interesting. I think I'd rather face a Joe Burrow coming back from an extended period than face Joe Flacco at that point. Flacco's better than Aaron Rodgers now at that age.
And to your point, too, like, just so everyone knows, he's shooting for that date. Now, maybe that means he thinks he's definitely going to be able to come back, but we have to wait and see. We've heard plenty from, players are supposed to come back here, and it's like, oh, wait a minute. No, he's going to miss a couple more weeks. We saw that here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think looking at Joe Burrow, yeah, clearly it makes the offense better. It's the same offensive line he played under, played behind the beginning of the year. It's the same group that he's had on defense that has let him down for about 3 years now.
Yeah.
And ironically, I've said this, and I don't care what people think, but Joe Burrow, the year he went to the Super Bowl, had 5 touchdown passes in the postseason. The defense carried him to the Super Bowl. The defense of the Bengals back then. And now it's like, who did they have back then? Because they stink now. It's just they stink on ice, man.
Yeah, and I'm kind of with you about it. Who cares? So Joe Burrow, I mean, I don't want to see anybody, especially not a premier player who I enjoy watching. I don't want to see a premier player injured and out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Joe Burrow and the rest, they make the game better. I want to see these guys. I don't want to see them, you know, hurt and not play. And if they're going to face your team, that's fine. Beat them. Can't beat them? That's your problem. It's like, I don't quite get this whole, oh, Joe Burrow may be back for Thanksgiving. So?
I mean, honestly, what does it change outside of what? The offense might look a little bit better for Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I wonder what the lowest amount they've given up all year is. Speaking of that defense, do you want to know?
Yeah, I was looking it up, but go ahead.
Week one in the win game, they gave up 16 points to the Browns and won 17-16. Let's throw that one out just for you know what and giggles. They gave up 27 to Jacksonville, should have lost that game but won. They gave up 48 to the Vikings, 28 to this Broncos team that just, I don't know what people see in them. 37 to the Lions, 27 to the Packers. 27 to the Packers. They scored 33 against the Steelers, but gave up 31, and then 38-42.
I gave up 39.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave the, that's what they scored.
Yeah.
39-47 and 31 at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Or end of the season here recently. So I just feel like, yeah, until if do you have defensive players coming back? That might interest me more even than Joe Burrow. And I'm not dismissing Joe Burrow. I think he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I think people have hyped him up to a level that he's not quite there, but he's really good when he's healthy. You got to let me know when he's going to be healthy. So
yeah.
It's been a while. So I look at this and I say, yeah, I mean, who cares? They're bringing the same defense on Thanksgiving night. It is going to be interesting, though. Like, I don't know how you feel when the Ravens play on Thanksgiving. We always know that we're going to work the next day, and more times than not, we're probably going to work it regardless. But Do you look forward to that? Like, so you're around all day eating, getting fat, and just having a good time watching football, and then the Ravens play Thursday night, or do you prefer the typical Sunday?
Sunday games. Sunday 1 o'clock games.
You know what would be fun is if we had the day off the next day, then I could stay up and watch the whole. No, I'd stay up and watch the whole thing regardless.
Well, that's kind of it too. It's like, and then, you know, because Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday. It's a real family holiday. I mean, granted, you may get kind of gluttonous. A lot of people overeat. I get it. But you overdrink, you watch football, you hang out with your family, friends, people. Some people have, you know, annual football games that they shouldn't be playing.
I used to do that.
Yeah, I did it too. Year. I mean, you do all that silly. But it's a fun American holiday, truly American holiday. And then I feel like you kind of, for us, we have to kind of temper it because you have to watch the game, pay attention, not have had that much alcohol or whatever you like to indulge in, and then get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and come back here. For people that aren't going to be driving to work because everybody's off.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, this is an interesting game, though, that we're going to have on that Thanksgiving night. Now, a bunch of divisional games. Do these concern you? Because we've said, if you win all your divisional games, you're going to win this division.
Doesn't concern me. I think it's necessary. I'm happy that we have all these divisional games. Granted, they may be divisional games are tougher even if you're better than your opponent because they know you so well. And it just you face them twice in the season. It's hard to beat somebody twice. But in the Ravens, in the position they're in right now, I think it's much better because they truly hold the destiny in their own hands. You win your divisional games, you're going to the playoffs because you've got so many of them coming up. You got the Browns twice, the Bengals twice, right? No, Steelers twice, Bengals twice, Browns once.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you win those games, you're in the driver's seat pretty much.
Did you get tickets to the Jets game?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Joe, what did you were saying to me that Joe Burrow has to
come back? He has to come back. They opened up his practice window. If he's not off of IR by the 21st day, then he has to stay on IR for the rest of the season.
I got you. Okay. So then, but even if he wasn't ready, they would still have to activate him, right?
Correct.
All right.
He can't practice with the team unless they open up his practice window.
Okay. Did they ask the Ravens what you can and can't do? Because they could talk to their PR team and find out if you're not allowed to. Do you put him on, did he practice in full or is it just, anyways, I'm kidding.
Well, my phone's ringing. It's Chad Steele.
Hey, I didn't blame the PR staff. Somebody else did. All right, here we got plenty that we're going to get to today. As I said, Rob Long's off today. It's Ed and I, so you have to enjoy that. But I couldn't wait to talk about this because this is something I don't understand. Not that the Giants head coach Brian Daboll is gone, but the fact that they fired him. Do you think New York will be one of the better coaching spots in 2026? And I got to bring up something else that I can't believe the Giants did. It's just silly to me. I'll tell you what that is when we come back here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris here with you. Rob Long's off today. All right, so it happened. The Giants finally fired Brian Daboll. I don't know how you feel. Did you think Brian Daboll was a good coach? Or
Coach of the Year, first year.
I think he's a good coach. I think he's a good offensive mind. I think he took a job where he got fired and the GM didn't, which I don't understand. If you were going to fire Brian Daboll, why are you not firing Schoen? What has he done?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to give him credit for finding your quarterback in Jackson Dart last year, okay, I tip my cap to you.
Yeah.
But look at all the other stuff that's happened underneath him. The bad drafts, you know, I don't blame him for letting Saquon walk because of the money that running backs got that offseason. But if you go back and look at what he did, yeah, people are going to go, well, why couldn't we do that here? Why couldn't we get this done here? So, yeah, I think Schoen should have gone with him. I totally understand the firing of Daboll, but I don't know how you let Schoen come in and be the guy that picks the next head coach. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I just don't know because, say, the GM is still there. I feel like, you know, Daboll had a quarterback foisted on him. He finally gets Dart, who looks really good, despite, I mean, sorry, the concussion. And then you pick up Scadaboo. I mean, things look so promising for the Giants. I was like, oh, good. Good for him. I'm glad. I mean, I don't really care. But the Giants are a blue blood. You know how I am. I mean, even teams, I want to see them be good. I want the Giants to be good. And then to get rid of Daboll, I feel like, I just don't know if he was dealt a fair hand, you know?
Well, and that's the problem is, like, I think when it comes down to it, the Maras must have went to Schoen and said, hey, it's him or you. So if you don't get rid of him and find somebody, you're the next guy. But I don't know how you don't look at your front office at that point when all this stuff has gone on. I did want to point something out last night because this kind of applies to what we're talking about. Did you hear the Sirianni quote, Joe? Because what you and Rob were complaining about in the Ravens game, I think people should complain about this more. Sirianni went for it on 4th and 6 with under 30 seconds left to go.
Yeah.
And his statement was, well, even if I kick the field goal, they still have to go for the touchdown and try to beat us. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
But I got news for you. If you punt it away, okay, let's say you punt it away, which they're one, they should have kicked the field goal. If you punt it away, you pin them back. Now they've got to go how many yards to try to kick the field goal? If you kick said field goal, now they got to go the length of the field in 30 seconds. So, yeah, there is an advantage there. Whereas I had no problem with the Ravens saying, hey, we got 4 yards. If we pick it up, this is over with and throwing it on third down, where I know Joe and Rob didn't like it, but only one of us could be right, and that person was me. So how do you? Okay. Oh, sorry. How do you feel about what Sirianni said? He was like, they still got to go down and. Do you know how math works, Sirianni? Of course they do.
Hold on. If that's the way math works, then you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Because yesterday the Ravens' chances of winning went down when they went for it with throwing it
after missing it, right?
No, just by with a call.
No. It can't.
It went down by 0.6
after they missed it. It can't go
naturally, Jeremy. If you make it, it's 100.
Well, then what are you talking about?
What are you talking about in saying that it's a bad call? Because if you don't get it, you have to factor that in.
You are exactly co-signing what I said. It's not a bad call. It's bad execution. The bad execution is why
it's about understanding that if you don't get it, which there was a good chance you weren't because you weren't good on third down yesterday, 2 days ago.
You've done on third down has nothing to do with that third down.
It absolutely does. No, it influences doesn't. What your play calling should
it doesn't.
Be. Do you want to hear what Coach Harbaugh had to say? Because it was a minute long, which means it's probably nothing good.
That was pretty much the discussion. You know, we wanted to get it. That was really the thing. What gives us the best chance to get it? And it's a run. It's a movement pass, probably, or it's a you know, you can do a quarterback driven run if you wanted to. We didn't really want to go there. Bootleg, we thought, was a good movement for Lamar to get out and make something happen. Or a dropback pass, which was inviting a bunch of pressure. And what we didn't want to do was be sitting in the – I didn't want to be sitting in the pocket with a blitz or some crazy thing happened to us with some – you know, we ended up getting a batted ball. But I didn't want a batted ball. I didn't want a sack. I didn't want anything, any risky thing. I wanted to get out there where Lamar could make a decision. And he did make a good decision. I mean, that guy wasn't going to intercept that ball there, but – the take on Van Ginkle, man. I mean, that guy is something. You know, he made a bunch of plays on the perimeter, screens and different things. So, didn't work for us. We wanted to keep our offense on the field and keep our defense off the field, and we tried to get the first down.
And, Joe, if I used your math, and Derrick Henry averaged 3.8 yards per carry, so it means it would have got the fourth down then.
You should have used him.
Yeah. Well, it would have got the fourth down, and it would have had to kick the ball away. But that you would have got your 40 seconds, which would have been such a big help. And again, it's the thought process of I'm trying to end this. All these people are like, I want the Ravens to step on their throat. I want them to do this. Now they go for the win.
I've never said that. So I'm not everybody. I'm not all these people.
Okay. You're the one guy that didn't say it.
Because I don't understand there's any, because their offense wasn't good yesterday, 2 days ago. You're not playing well. So why are you going to put that in there? Would you have been surprised if they would have lost that game?
At that point, I think so. Yeah, you're up 8. You like the risk of losing. They have to score. They have to get 2.
That had classic John Harbaugh F up. And it's also the Minnesota Vikings, who are very good at either losing at the last second or winning.
Oh, that's not necessarily true. They haven't always won or lost at the last second, Joe. I mean, come on.
We came back from 28 points down and beat them 3 years ago. Sorry.
What? I'm just letting everybody know I'm getting you riled up over here. So,
and they can't even see me.
They can see us. They don't even know if you're real.
I'm just a disembodied voice. I am the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, but no, again, like that's something that's great for sports because it is a debate. Like if they had to run the football and ran 40 seconds off, I'd have no problem with it. It's all about execution. And that's kind of what Harbaugh was saying. Like, yeah, the pass got tipped. I love when he said, we really wanted to get it. You did? What does that mean?
Such a nothing answer. You just wasted you only get like probably 18 questions to the coach in this, and that's one of them. And he was like, I'm wasting a minute here.
Yeah.
They're going to be saying, all right, one more for coach?
That's a great question. But again, like getting back to this, I came full circle with the Dable stuff, but I mean, I think he'll get another job. I think he's a brilliant offensive coordinator. Speaking of guys that should be fired and haven't been fired yet, did you guys see the Mike McDaniel thing? Where apparently...
Yeah, he's trolling Bills fans.
Well, he's saying it might be AI, but he didn't say it wasn't AI. Him. So, I don't know if you know this, Ed. Down in Florida, there's a place where Bills fans go. They congregate before Dolphins games, and they've done it for years.
Really?
Yeah, and it's right outside the area where Mike McDaniel said he lives. So there's a picture of him driving by with the window rolled down looking out at the Bills fans. Now, not video to say that he said something to them, but there were rumors that he was trolling them, which I think is hilarious. But it's, I mean, this, and look, I love Mike McDaniels. That guy should have been fired weeks ago. I don't care.
I agree, I don't care
that they won this game. And by the way, I know this is going to be hard to believe. The Dolphins are favorites this week. It's over Washington, but they're still favorites, which is such a weird thing to look at. All right, we hour number two is coming up. We'll have plenty to discuss. I want to get into a bunch of Orioles stuff because there's some gambling stuff that people have been asking me about limiting prop bets that we're going to talk about. But, Ed, we've got shovels coming up next. Who's getting your shovel?
New York Giants. That's something we talked about. I think they did a really bad thing.
Well, we're going to piggyback into that. I'll give you my shovel. We'll take yours. 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.